the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theatre brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon, and this one, Social Error. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, it is one morning along about 2 in the a.m. when I am sitting in the Hot Box Club talking of this and that with Miss Midgie Muldoon. Now, Midgie is not a crow by any means, although she is only knee-high to a Pomeranian, a short one. I never see a better-looking doll, and is well known on the stand that more than several citizens would like nothing better than to hear Miss Midgie Muldoon speaking soft words to them. However, she has nothing to do with the various high shots. So while we are talking, she stops in the middle of a sentence and says,
"Oh, no. Here he comes again."
"Huh? Here who comes again?"
"Coming in the door. Jack Madigan."
"Oh, handsome Jack."
"Handsome Jack. No wonder he's so conceited. Couldn't you find a better name for him?"
"Well, you will have to admit that it fits."
"I can't stand him. Of all the people I can't stand, he's right on top."
"He sees you, Midgie."
"Please don't go away, Broadway, no matter what he says."
"Well, Midgie, handsome Jack is not a very good citizen to cross in any way."
"Don't leave me alone, please."
"What if he asks me to go? Not politely."
"I'll handle him. Only don't leave me alone with him."
So I stay because Midgie asked me to. But I know it is not going to be comfortable, because handsome Jack Madigan always strikes me as a guy who is rough. And I always figured the best you can get out of citizens like that is the worst of it. However, I sit tight. And it is because I do that I am in on the beginning of a very strange story indeed. One which I will tell you in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Social Error.
Like I say, I sit tight because Midgie Muldoon does not wish to be alone with handsome Jack Madigan. Well, it takes him maybe 2 seconds to come across the floor. He looks down and says,
"Hi, Midgie."
"I was fine."
"Broadway, how are things?"
"Oh, ups and downs, mostly down."
"Yeah. You got something to do, Broadway?"
"Not a thing, Jack. I am just whiling away the wee hours of the morning."
"Yeah, well, they are pretty wee by now, and you look tired. Maybe you better beat it and crawl in the kip."
"I am not sleepy."
"I think you are."
"No, I..."
"He's not going."